Okay. So this year we've been under a lot of fire.
我们经过很多的好像火一样。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Because he is good.
因为神是美好的。
So before Advent,
在去整个宣教以前,
I was under a ton of pressure.
我经过很大很大的压力。
So we'd been told,
我们被通知,
that a lot of the more experienced people,
在我们当中很有经验的这些人,
from our church weren't going this year.
他们都不去, 今年不去。
So that I,
那我这个人呢,
might become a team leader.
我可能要成为小队长。
I don't want to be a team leader.
我不想当小队长。
The thought terrified me.
那样的一个想法把我吓坏了。
Because I would think about last year.
我想到去年。
All of the responsibility of my team leader.
我的那个小队长要负担的责任。
Vivian.
就是 Vivian, 美丽的 Vivian.
She would have to lead rally, lead skit.
她带团康，带短剧。
And oh, so much more.
还有更多她要做的事情。
And I would look at myself.
然后我再看我自己。
You can't do that.
我做不了啊。
And I would be terrified.
Oh, 我就是很害怕。
And I was scared.
我很担心。
So sometimes I would pray.
有时候我会这样祷告。
And I would ask God to make someone else leader.
我求神兴起别人当小队长吧。
Because I was just that scared.
我就是非常的害怕。
However, inside of my panic.
但是在我所有害怕里面。
God put a song in my head.
神就把一首诗歌放在我里面。
It's called Give Me Faith.
就是给我信心。
Its bridge sings.
它的里面一段歌词是这样。
I may be weak.
我可能很软弱。
But your spirit's strong in me.
但是你在我里面的圣灵是强，当强的。
My flesh may fail.
我的属血气可能会失败。
But my God, you never will.
但神你永远不会失败。
Now this is already really strange.
这个哈。
Already really strange.
这我很奇怪。
Because I'm not normally a musical person.
我不是一个对音乐很感兴趣的人。
My friends can tell you that.
我的朋友可以告诉你。
But, however, I began to sing this song over and over.
我就不断地唱这首歌，一次又一次地唱。
Because it seemed to speak to my soul.
因为好像这首诗歌在对我的心说话。
I needed to trust God.
我需要信靠神。
Because he would be strong in me.
因为神在我里面会使我刚强。
And miraculously,
神迹般的。
I began to calm down.
我就开始安静下来了。
And soon when I was finally chosen to become a leader,
最后我知道我要成为小队长的时候,
my heart was ready to accept it.
我的心已经准备好接受了。
So that's how I experienced God even before boot camp.
所以在整个训练以前我就经历了神。
Now during boot camp,
在训练的时候,
my teammate Deborah,
我们的队员就是 Deborah,
she received a vision for me.
她为我领受了一个意象。
She saw a fish.
看见一条鱼
swimming through a lot of seaweed.
在那海草当中游泳。
And it was swimming pretty well too.
游泳的非常好。
But then all of a sudden, it got to a place with very dark water.
但是因为这个鱼进了一个很深的水里面，很黑的水里面。
And because of the pressure,
因为这样的一个压力
it erupted.
就整个好像爆炸了。
She told me,
他告诉我,
this was God telling me to not hold in any pressure.
神透过他告诉我不要把压力挤在里面。
And not to rely on my own skill.
不要依靠自己的技巧。
Fully rely on God.
要完全依靠神。
Now at first I was scared.
我开始的时候很害怕。
How can I rely on God to that extent?
我怎么样依靠神到那个程度呢？
But I'm still very thankful.
但是我很感恩
that God would give me this kind of reminder.
神透过他来提醒我。
Because on the first day of teaching,
在第一天教学之后
I hit those dark waters.
我就进到那个深水里面，黑暗的地方。
The afternoon school of my first week,
在第一个礼拜我下午的学校
they were scary.
非常令人害怕。
When we were leading rally,
我们在带团康的时候
they didn't care.
他们不管。
When I was teaching class,
我在教学的时候
they didn't care.
他们也不在乎。
And some of them would also curse.
甚至他们咒诅。
And I didn't know what to do.
我不知道怎么办。
And I became depressed.
我就觉得很低沉。
I had no idea how I could spend 4 more days with this class.
我在想我怎么样再花4天跟这样的班在一起。
Let alone spend another 5 days the next week.
还有下礼拜还有5天呢。
I didn't even know what to do.
我不知道怎么办。
I was so hopeless.
我觉得好没有盼望。
The next morning, second morning.
第二天早上。
just the sense of hopelessness.
就觉得好像没有盼望。
I didn't even know how to pray.
我不知道怎么祷告。
But in the end, I did pray something.
在不管怎么样，我祷告了一些。
I said, God.
我说神啊。
I give it all to you.
我把所有交给你。
I give my class, I give my teaching, I give it all to you.
我把我的班级，我把我的教学交给你。
And that's all I said.
我只这样说而已。
But even though it didn't all go away instantly,
当然没有马上就好像消失这些压力。
This depression and hopelessness
这样子一个沮丧，这样没有盼望
slowly went away
就慢慢的离开了。
And the next day, I could face my class
到隔一天的时候，我可以面对我的课程。
And on the very last day
在最后一天的时候
I feel like I could love my class
我可以爱我的班级。
And that's what I'm very thankful to God for
我觉得很感谢神。
Then on the second week
在第二个礼拜的时候
I felt more confident
我就有更多的信心了。
So I knew how to teach.
我知道我怎么教了。
And I felt good.
我也觉得很好。
But there was something wrong.
但是好像有一些东西不对了。
It's like I felt some distance with God.
我觉得跟神有一个距离。
So I started to panic.
所以我开始有点紧张。
I felt, what am I doing wrong?
我说主啊，我哪里做错了？
I know how to teach.
我知道怎么教啊。
I know how to give the gospel message.
我怎么样给，我也会讲福音信息。
And I wake up at 5:30 in the morning just to spend time with you.
哦，早上五点半就起来跟你同在。
What's wrong?
什么地方有问题呢？
But then,That fish came back into my head.
那样的一个鱼的那种意象又进到我里面。
I felt like that was God's way of telling me.
我觉得神用那个告诉我。
You're using your way a bit too much.
你在用自己的方法太多了。
You have to rely on me.
你要依靠我。
So once again.
所以再一次。
I gave it all to God.
我把一切交给神。
But this time.
但这一次。
I gave him my skill.
把我的技巧
and my strength
我的力量
and as soon as I prayed that prayer
我这样祷告完之后
I felt reconnection with
我觉得跟神在重新连接了
This is my biggest lesson on this trip
这是我这次学到最大的功课
You have to rely on God
你要依靠神
Because he carries us through all the troubles
他在所有患难中把我们带领过去
You know, I really saw this through God's blessing
我今天就是
I saw God's blessing this time.
我看见神的祝福。
Because this year, God sent Tina to be my volunteer.
哦，神今年把那个台湾的志工 Tina 放在我们这个团队里面。
And not only did she do so much for us,
她为我们做了很多的事情。
She also gave me encouragement.
她也给我鼓励。
She reminded me when I was down.
她在我很低沉的时候提醒我。
Of the story of Joshua in the Bible.
她提醒我圣经里面那个约书亚的故事。
Now, Moses,
摩西,
his teacher, mentor, example,
他的老师,他的榜样,他的好像带领的人,
was dead.
死了。
And now Joshua has to step up.
让约书亚需要站出来。
And now he has to lead a new and unexperienced nation.
他带领一个新的,没有,就是没有经验的一个时代。
That's how I felt.
那是我的感受。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
Because Joshua loved God.
因为约书亚爱神。
And God made Joshua strong and brave.
神使约书亚强壮跟有勇气。
Sure, he made mistakes.
当然他也会犯错。
But he never stopped.
但是他从来不会停下来。
Until the land belonged to the Lord.
直到那个地是属于神的。
That too was my journey this year.
这也是我的经历。
Because I trusted God.
因为我倚靠神。
God made me strong and brave.
神使我刚强壮胆。
So sure, I may be weak.
我虽然是软弱的。
But his spirit's strong in me.
他的圣灵在我里面是刚强的。
My flesh may fail.
我的属血气的会失败。
But my God, he never will.
我的神永远不失败。
Thank you.
谢谢。好，主领。